Because I was travelling on my own, I decided to book myself on a coach tour. I thought it'd be fun and, you know, it would be easy to meet people and hang out with them in the evenings. Well, that was true. I made friends quite easily. But the tour itself, well, I'd never do it like that again. Not ever. The problem is, the people organising these tours try to include too much in the timetable. It's madness. Some days, you have to be up, packed, and ready to go by about 7:30 a.m. And all the time they'd say, remember to do this, remember to be back at such and such a time. I mean, I was on holiday. This felt like being in the army. And they never allowed enough time to visit places. Like, I remember visiting this really beautiful palace just outside Vienna, the Schönbrunn Palace, it's called. In the gardens, they have this really cool maze, you know, where they plant a whole lot of trees and hedges and it feels like you're getting lost. Anyway, we were all having a great time in the maze, but no, we had to get on the bus and go to the next thing. Before arriving in Rome, I became friendly with a woman, Sue. She was travelling alone too. We decided to leave the tour, didn't care about the money, and we found our own hotel to stay in. It was just a small place near a market. Every morning when I woke up, I could hear the sellers setting up their market stalls. So, Sue and I spent a week in Rome and then went on to Florence and Venice. Visiting these cities was a real highlight and one of the reasons why it was great to do things in our own time. It was like getting out of school.
I worked in London over the winter months and then I got together with three other mates and we bought this van from a South African couple and we took off together to travel around Europe. We had a great time and there were just a couple of times when we sort of disagreed about what we'd do. The only thing is, finding your way around these European cities and getting from one place to another, it's a bit of a nightmare really. I mean, we had guidebooks and maps and things, but often what you read about didn't really match reality. And there are just so many cars and so many people. Driving in Paris was really hard work. It was the first really big city we went to. On the second day there, we were driving down a road and I noticed all these people waving their arms at us. We were driving on the wrong side of the road. It was difficult to get used to that. We were only there for 3 days and we didn't really know where to begin. We went to the Louvre to see the Mona Lisa and all that, but the paintings in this room, and there were all these people there with their phones taking a photo, without looking at the painting. And actually, I couldn't really see it at all. Sometimes I'd see other tourists on some kind of tour, and it all looked nice and organised for them. So I guess you get to see a bit more that way, and you don't waste a whole lot of time trying to work things out. Next time I go away, I might try going on a tour of some kind.